Comptroller Stefan Mihailu stood with legislator John Mills, Town of Boston Supervisor Jason Keating, and local resident Gene Washburn. William Geary from the Department of Public Works and County Executive Mark Poloncarz's Press Secretary Peter Anderson also happened to be standing by.
Before I call up Jason Keating, we have representatives of the Poloncarz administration here. I think it's an absolute joke the county executive's talking about fixing schools and dictating to communities about how they should consolidate when he can't even fix a pothole. It's shameful. The last thing we should do is talking about education reform when our roads and highways are an absolute disaster.
Those remarks were made along Zimmerman Road near Boston State Road. Numerous potholes could be seen in the pavement, and Washburn, who has lived in the town for 60-plus years, says both cars and pedestrians use that road.
I feel that they need to do a total reconstruction this time to make the roadway and the shoulders as they should have been for many years.
County Executive Poloncarz says the late cold weather has delayed the start of some road projects. He explained the system they use to determine priorities.
You do road repair based on a system that's put together by the Greater Buffalo Niagara Regional Transportation Council and the amount of cars that travel on it per day. So they have a rating system on from 1 to 10. With 10 being the best, 1 being the worst.
Poloncarz says his administration has spent more on roads than the past two county executives. Legislator Mills, in response, suggests that's not entirely true. He said Poloncarz has budgeted more money, but not all of it's been put to use. Mihailu, when directly asked if he is planning to run for Poloncarz's office next year, would only say, maybe, maybe not. He'll think it over and discuss future plans with his family, which recently welcomed a newborn son. He insists his call for fixing up county roads is inspired by concerned citizens such as Gene Washburn. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.